Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. My name is Jason Logan. I'll be your host here for the next 600 seconds, 10 minutes, as we get you ready for NFL Super, Super, Super Wildcard Weekend. Joining me on the other side of the screen there is former odds maker, current pro gambler, and just hell of a nice guy, Mr. Todd Furman. Todd, we're talking playoff football. I wanted to ask you, because you've been on the other side of the counter, from an odds-making perspective, from a bookmaking perspective, what changes for the bad guys when it comes between regular season and the playoffs?
What's always interesting, J-Lo, they're going to need one result. And the reason I say one is when we look at the smorgasbord of football we're going to have, it's not just the six NFL games on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Everything is going to start for the books on Thursday and Friday with those two college football playoff games. So oftentimes you have your teasers, you have your money line parlays, and you're just hoping you get that one underdog that can upset the apple cart and really make your day. So whether it be the 49ers to win outright, the Panthers doing the unthinkable, or maybe even on Sunday Night Football, if the Chargers are able to upset the New England Patriots, that'll put a smile on bookmakers' faces. Anywhere in North America, to the Caribbean, around the world, it's all about that one result you need to blow up those exotics on these football weekends.
And the wildcard weekend used to be kind of ripe with underdog value. I went and looked at the numbers, and before they expanded to the 14-team playoff, before it was just four games, and the last seven seasons in which it was just wildcard weekend, underdogs covered at a 70% clip. It was crazy. However, since going to that six-game wildcard, super wildcard, underdogs 16-14 ATS, lost a lot of their bite, a lot of their bark. And as someone who writes a weekly underdogs column, I'm always trying to find someone with value playing the points. And you can find my column on covers.com for this wildcard weekend game. Before we get into that, before we get into our bets for the wildcard weekend, we remind you, if you're watching on YouTube, like and subscribe right now, leave a comment. What are you betting? Are you betting dogs in the wildcard weekend? If you're listening to us on your preferred podcast platform, rate and review the Sharp 600. We appreciate that. That helps expand our reach, and we have a lot of great stuff coming at you here during the NFL playoffs. All right, Todd, let's not wait any longer. Wildcard weekend, super, super, super wildcard weekend time. 600 seconds on the clock. All right, let's not get cute. We're just going to go game by game here for Super Wildcard Weekend. We're starting with Rams and Panthers. Biggest spread on the board. Panthers plus 10.5 at home. Todd, what do you like in this one?
You mentioned biggest spread on the board. Biggest spread that we've ever seen a road team lay in the postseason. Ooh. If the number holds at 10.5 or greater, going all the way back to the early 70s. So it's not a side or total that I want to tango with here. It's a player prop market. And since I think the Carolina Panthers are going to be playing from behind, I think it gives them an avenue to get a couple of their wide receivers involved. But I'm not going to go after the player that is the odds-on favorite to win Offensive Rookie of the Year in Teterone McMillan. I'm going to go with the secondary receiving threat in Jalen Coker, who's over-under for receiving yards, sits at 35.5 right now with our friends at Bet365. It wouldn't shock me if he leads the Panthers in receiving yards. He had a very prolific day against this Rams defense earlier this season, and he has been the model of consistency. We'll throw that Seahawks game out. We know they stymie everybody, but I think Jalen Coker has a chance to have a big day, relatively speaking, especially given the game state and everything involved, over 35.5 receiving yards.
Right. I'm going to go to the Rams. I'm going to go to the running back. I'm going Blake Corum, over 41.5 yards rushing, minus 110. McVay wants to get the ground game going, and it activates the play action. But also, too, we saw Carolina get rolled for 140 rushing yards against Tampa. LA had great success on the ground against them in the Week 13 weird upset game. And Corum has been getting pretty steady snaps in the second half of the season. He's had 11 or more carries in six of his last 10 games. He's gone for 40-plus in seven of those games. Big spread. Game script says LA is protecting a lead in the second half. And if it is a blowout, if it is does get away from them, we see the second-teamers get a little extra love, and that's Corum. Let's go. Packers and Bears, a big one. Saturday night. What are you thinking here?
This game, for me, my intuition tells me you have to look to try and bet the Green Bay Packers right around a pick 'em. We've seen how playoff debutants operate. But, J-Lo, I couldn't quite get there because I do have concerns about this Green Bay defense and how banged up they are. So I'm going to go to the player prop market again, look at a wide receiver. But it's not what he can do through the air. It's what he can do on the ground. And that's Jaden Reed to finish with over a half a rushing yard, currently available on Bet365. This is a guy that has three rushing attempts so far this season. Why is that important? All three of them came against this very same Chicago Bears defense, We know Matt LaFleur likes to get creative, and Reed can operate from the slot. He can operate with an end around or two. And I think Jaden Reed finds a way to get into the rushing column with a positive carry. Give me the talented slot receiver over a half a rushing yard against this Bears run-stopping unit.
I love those greasy half a yard. Absolutely the best. I'm going Caleb Williams over 33 and a half yards for his longest completion. It's minus 115, but I like Chicago in this game. And I like Chicago because the way they've been running the ball. But all that kind of opens up for some deeper shots downfield, especially with the way that Ben Johnson wants to run play action. And the Packers secondary, not great. They don't have any pass rush providing any help up front. And we've seen big plays from Williams against them already. 46, 34, 27 yards in their last meeting. The pass defense has been protected otherwise. I mean, they played a pop gun QBs and whoever the Vikes had under center. They played Snoop Huntley. They played a conservative Bo Nix. I think for better or worse, Williams is going to chuck it downfield. So I like his over 33 and a half yards on his longest completion. We're going to go to the Sunday game. This one is a real good one. Bills and Jags. 1-point spread. What do you like here?
Hardest game for me to try and pick a winner. The one thing I will tell you though, J-Lo, I have received more text messages about why are the Bills road favorites in this game than I have about any of the six that we're going to see unfold this weekend. So a little bit of buyer beware. When folks who typically don't bet the NFL think they're pulling one over on the sports books. But I'm going to go to the Bills backfield. We've heard the storylines about how good this Jaguars run defense has been all season long, and I think that trend continues here. I'm going to take James Cook under 80 and a half yards. I do think the Bills are going to get him involved early and often, but if the Bills are going to have success against this Jaguars defense, it's going to be with Josh Allen throwing the football. Get Brandon Cooks involved. Get the tight ends in a heavy set and be aggressive. Force the Jags to play from behind, especially in what's going to be an electric atmosphere. And J-Lo, the last time the Bills have won a road playoff game, they beat Dan Marino in the AFC Championship back in 1992. That was pre-Isotoner gloves, pre-Ace Ventura. I really believe that James Cook struggles to get going on the ground and think the Bills have to do it through the air.
Yeah, and I'm going to dovetail right into that. I like hearing that because I'm going Josh Allen over 21 and a half completions. The Jaguars are going to focus on James Cook, and they did a good job shutting down the other elite running back in the league, and that was Jonathan Taylor. Took two matchups with the Colts. They were able to bottle him up, and luckily for them, the QB on the other side was Phillip Rivers and then Riley Leonard after Jones had gone down. But both of those backups completed 17 and 18 of their pass attempts. Big step up in QB competition here for Allen, especially when you look at the quarterbacks the Jags have faced down to the home stretch of the season. And Allen also gets to play in nice conditions for the first time since an indoor game against Houston in Week 12. He's been playing in cold weather outdoor games for the last month. I like over 21 and a half completions from him. 49ers-Eagles. This is the toughest game to handicap, and we've seen some movement up to 4.5 for the Eagles. What are you eyeballing here?
Very sharp money came in on the open with Philadelphia 3-point favorite. This is a Niners defense that was thin to begin with and could be down D. Winters. We know Tatum Bethune has already been ruled out for the season. The Eagles should be able to run it, control the clock, and lean into their defense. I'm going to go under the total. I know it's not the best of the number, 45 right now at Bet365, but I think if the Eagles get ahead, it's a correlation to going under the total. We've seen it with Jalen Hurts' passing yards. They're 9-0 when he throws for less than 200 yards. San Francisco's offense struggles much like they did in the regular season finale. Under the total, Philadelphia's defense and ground game dominates.
All right, so maybe my prop doesn't fit your formula with the Jalen Hurts over 200 yards. Because his prop is at 206.5, which seems just short for playoff Jalen Hurts. And his passing stock has definitely dropped here towards the end of the year. He had a bad day against the Bills, which have a top passing defense. And then he really didn't have to push the ball too much against the blowouts against Washington and Vegas. The 49ers play this very passive defense. They don't let anything over the top. They don't blitz. They don't bring a whole lot of pressure. Hurts is fantastic when given time and pocket. And I'm seeing a lot of his projections as high as 233. So you could even get a 210, a pretty modest passing day, and get over this total for Jalen Hurts. Let's go Chargers and Patriots at night game on Sunday night.
J-Lo, I'm saving my breath here because I'm going to revisit this one in the two-minute drill, so the floor is yours, my friend.
I went under 46.5. It's down to 46. I still feel comfortable here. We have two defenses that are very good against the pass. They don't allow a lot of explosive plays. Two offenses that are more than happy to run the football as well, too. And the Bolts venture outside in cold weather. We have seen their offense tempered a little bit in those outdoor spots. So I took the under 46 in this one. Let's wrap it up. A big one in your household, Texans-Steelers Monday night.
Yeah, we'll make sure we export the wife out. I couldn't deal with the range of emotions that we saw in the regular season finale, so it'll probably just be the dog and I watching this game. Look, sharp money is coming on the Steelers. They were bet from 3.5 down to 3. The totals remain largely static at 39.5. I think this could be a sneaky higher scoring game than what this total suggests, but the player prop market is probably the best avenue to try and go with. For me, I'm going to look to bet against human achievement with Aaron Rodgers. I think he struggles mightily, and I just don't think they have a big play in the arsenal. I'll take Aaron Rodgers under 33.5 yards for his longest completion.
All right. I'm going CJ Stroud over 12.5 yards rushing. This offensive line is better than last year, but then we're comparing it to the last few years. That's comparing like poop to pee. And taking on a Steelers defense, loves to bring blitz. They have to get pressure to protect that soft secondary. I think they get CJ Stroud on the run. He's going to have to make some plays with his legs. Over 12.5 rushing yards. Calling a quick timeout because we're cramming so much into the podcast here. Let's stop time for a second. Talk some anytime touchdown bets. Odds, of course, provided by Bet365. Todd, who scores a big one here at Wildcard Weekend?
A little bit of negative correlation to a game that you broke down on Sunday Night Football. I know you're rooting for points to be at a premium, but I'm just fine with that as long as Aronde Gadsden finds the end zone at a price tag right around plus 250. We've seen this Patriots defense. Well, no, we haven't actually seen them face very good, living, breathing quarterbacks that can perform at a high level. But the last time we did against the Buffalo Bills, the Bills leaned into the tight end position. And I think Gadsden can be the beneficiary, taking advantage of that linebacking core for the New England Patriots. This is a price tag I felt was extremely generous. Give me Aronde Gadsden to find the end zone at plus 250 in a venue his old man spent plenty of time playing in.
It makes sense because we've been riding TDs with tight end touchdowns all year.
Always.
So it makes sense that we both have tight ends to score touchdowns here in Super Wildcard Weekend. I'm going with Philly tight end. Dallas Goedert, plus 200 at Bet365. He's been a touchdown machine in the last little bit. 4 touchdowns in his last 3 games. He didn't play in the finale. But the Eagles activate him in different ways in the red zone. Yeah, he's a receiving threat. But we've seen them even throw some like chest passes in misdirection out there on the goal line. And San Francisco has had a tough time with tight ends this year. They've given up 10 touchdowns to the position. They lost Fred Warner, who is the top coverage linebacker in the league. Like you mentioned, D. Winters trending towards possibly not playing. He's their second best coverage linebacker out there. It lines up very well for Dallas Goedert to keep on scoring. So plus 200. All right, time's back in. Time to run that 2-minute drill. Todd, what do you like here? Wildcard Weekend, best bets.
So I teased this earlier in the show, and I'm going to take the Los Angeles Chargers plus the points. I think they're going to have an excellent opportunity to win this game outright. I know it could be frigid temperatures, not exactly great for a West Coast team going to Foxborough. But again, it's fading a playoff debutant, and we've seen Mike Vrabel in the past not exactly perform to the high level he does during the regular season. This Chargers offensive line is a mash unit, but you know what? The Patriots are a team that they probably are thrilled about facing because they don't generate much in the way of a pass rush here. I think Justin Herbert, a little bit healthier in this spot. The Chargers create balance, and the defense, led by Jesse Minter, confuses Drake May. Give me the Chargers plus the points.
Ooh, all right. I got a sneaky one here. I'm going yes, 2-point conversion in the Bills and Jags games. It's plus 280, and the Bills could be down to a third-string kicker if Matt Prater can't get right. He re-aggravated his quad in the Week 18 game, and then we saw the Bills go for 2 on their final 2 touchdowns of that game. He missed practice here on Wednesday, and even before the Prater injury, the Bills were pretty active in terms of their 2-point tries. With this spread hovering around a 1-point game, a 2-point conversion could win it all here, could decide it all. So yes on the 2-point, plus 280.
And for my second 2-minute drill bet, I'm going to go to the Monday Nighter. I talked about it a little bit earlier. I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers under his longest completion, widely available in the low 30s, 33.5 at last check at Bet365. Look, we saw how the Steelers were when they faced Myles Garrett. It was getting the ball out of Rodgers' hands as quickly as possible. Sure, I know DK Metcalf is back in the fold and he can take the lid off of a defense, but this is a Texans secondary that is going to try and take away everything underneath. They're going to get some of those one-on-one coverage matchups on the outside, but Rodgers has to make sure he gets the ball out of his hands quickly against this tenacious pass rush. If we get a little bit of weather working in our favor, I think this is a good spot to take Aaron Rodgers under 33.5 yards, his longest completion.
All right, I'm going to quickly, Josh Allen, over 1.5 touchdown passes, plus 115. This has been one of my favorite bets all year, just because the bookies have to pad the under, because Allen will call his own number. He's been known to do that from time to time, run it in himself, and we'd already talked about him having to make plays if they can lock down James Cook. And I think that's exactly what he's going to have to do here. He hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in his last two games. Now, we're not going to count the Jets game, but he did throw two or more in 9 of the first 14 games of the season. So, again, this is one that I have almost bet every single week. It offers plus money, especially with a guy as good as Josh Allen and as bad as some of the QBs that the Jags have faced recently. I think this is a big step up in competition. All right, we got it in, sort of. We went a little long, but that's okay. It's the super sharp 600.
Yeah, it was a little bit more like a CFL final play of the game. You ran around, the clock hit 000. You're trying to do everything you could to extend the play.
Yes.
And come up with a Herculean effort to close it out.
Yeah, but it was the super wildcard weekend, the super sharp 600. We gave you some additional minutes. So that is it. A big thanks to Chris behind the scenes. Thank you, Todd, for jumping in once again. Big thanks to Bet365 for providing all those odds. And, of course, thank you for listening here as we start the NFL playoffs. A quick reminder. Please rate and review the podcast on your platforms, whatever you use to listen to us. If you're watching us on YouTube, what's up? Like and subscribe. Leave a comment. Big week in football betting, and there's a ton of great content on that coverage YouTube channel. Todd, we got to touch on the coaching carousel. Black Monday was dark, very dark, and it turned into a Black Tuesday, I guess, as well, too, because Harbaugh went down yesterday. What do we think? Who's going where, and who's a good fit? When we could talk Vegas, we could talk the Giants, we can talk the Ravens. What
Look,
do you think?
This is a Vegas franchise that needs some stability. And we've seen a couple of names attached to the direction that Tom Brady and Mark Davis might want to go with John Spytek as the general manager. Maybe they try and recreate a little bit of Patriots West with the Brian Flores, Brian Daboll type scenario, given the familiarity he has with Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. You know, John Harbaugh's name is going to be thrown around plenty for the New York Giants, and there's a lot to be excited about for the Giants as well. A starting quarterback, a running back, a franchise left tackle, a wide receiver in Malik Nabers, a defensive line that's tenacious. The one cautionary tale that's out there, though, J-Lo, and I'm amazed that this man has been connected or at least getting interviews. Can you imagine a team in 2026 hiring Matt Nagy as their head coach, given the way things unfolded in Chicago, and somehow he's resurrected his career because he's worked with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid? If the Tennessee Titans go down this path, you reap what you sow, and my heartfelt prayers go out to Cam Ward, as we'll probably be able to eulogize his career 2 years from now.
Oof. I was surprised Jason Garrett, his name
incredible
bubbling up
incredible
as well, too.
Maybe it's just him floating his name out there so he can drive up his price tag on Sunday Night Football.
That's what it is. I had to sit through a lot of Jason Garrett and watch that franchise spoil what I thought was a Super Bowl quality team on piss poor head coaches. So no easy answer there. All right, that is it. We will be back next Wednesday for the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and until then, best of luck with your wildcard bets.